3, 2, 1.
How's it going, guys? It's PewDiePie.
Ew. That's horrible.
I'm sorry, guys. How's it going, bros?
Bros and broettes.
The bro army.
The bro army? It's the bro high.
I'm pretty sure he calls it the bro army.
Who?
PewDiePie.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you ever watched a PewDiePie video?
No.
Most subscribed YouTuber in the world. And you've never seen a single video.
No.
I don't even know. It's like mostly memes and shit.
Not my type of guy. Yeah.
I didn't think so either at first. When I like how we immediately started this off and it's about PewDiePie. Welcome to episode 15 of the podcast.
This is 15.
Yep.
See, I told us
we're
earlier.
True professionals.
Yeah.
And we remembered the number. Shout out to Barrett for reminding me what number episode this was and then immediately forgetting what number it is. Hey, don't forget it's episode 15.
Don't fuck it up,
guys. It's episode 15. Oh, shit, it is. Good job. Keep it up, team.
One of us had to remember to remind the other one. You're welcome.
You actually remembered. It's all for show for me. I don't remember shit. You've witnessed it. I legitimately have the worst short-term memory. Like, if you don't remind me to do something, I just forget. And they just, in one ear, I could walk into a different room.
And be like, James, give me a cup of water. No problem, dude. Come back, sit down. Where the fuck's a cup of water?
That's why I went to the kitchen. That happens to me at work all the time, bro. It's the worst. And then I have, like, a touch of dyslexia. So I can't remember numbers correctly. So like,
you always flip the sequence.
I have to write down a number code. Like if there's a number for the color, I have to write it down. Because if I don't, I'm going to flip numbers. So like if it's 1538, I'll walk back to the computer and type in 1583. And then I'll make that shit and then be like, that's the wrong fucking color. I've done that before, I have to write everything down. Or I have to, like, mark it on the chip and shit. Because I've literally ruined my brain in my adolescent years.
Oh, my God. That's fucking perfect.
Don't do drugs in high school.
Do them in college.
Well, wait until you're 30. Like, your brain doesn't stop developing until you're pretty much out of your 20s. You know what I'm saying? So you really shouldn't start until you're, like, 30.
Oh, damn.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, obviously you could start before that. Like, probably, like, 25.
Damn, though.
Yeah, man. Your brain doesn't stop growing until you're, like, fucking... You're almost a fucking adult. You're not an adult until you're almost 30 already. Like, your brain literally is still developing. You're still learning. And then once you hit 30, you still don't know shit. Just ask Johnny.
Stay woke. Johnny's 30?
He's 32.
Oh, really?
He's old as shit, bro.
I didn't know that.
It's Grandpa Johnny. Yeah.
All y'all old to me.
I'm 28. Oh, God, I'm 28 now.
Yeah, shut your old ass up.
Fuck, bro.
wait, shout out to Johnny, though, because his hat is really cool.
Oh, yeah. We just got our Not Your Man's hats in. Shout out to the gang.
Like, I'm a rock this shit everywhere.
If you rap, we'll probably tell you you're trash at some point.
Yeah.
We hand out L's for free. You can call that an affiliated brand. To the class clowns. The hat is fire, though.
It does fit. You gotta expand it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Can you do that to mine?
Yes.
I couldn't figure it out.
It's sneakers.
Yeah, I'm not a sneakerhead, bro. The nicest pair of shoes I own are Under Armour.
Oh, you disgust me.
At least they're clean.
You disgust
me. Those are my going out shoes. Rest of the time, I rock flippy floppies. I got my flippy floppies.
Tell me if it works. Oh. If it's...
One
size fits most. Damn right it does. So yeah, we got him.
Oh shit. That's a game changer, bro.
You just gotta keep loosening it up.
Oh shit.
And if
shit,
need be,
son.
Pop it out one shoelace like I used to back in the day. When you used to rob a nigga pair of shoes and it was size smaller, but you made them shits fit.
Yo, what size you wear, son?
10? Goddamn, I'm 11. Fuck it.
I could never steal people's shoes.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Bro.
It's a game changer.
Oh my God. You leave the cardboard in?
I did, yes. But I'm gonna take it out later.
I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna sweat in this shit, guaranteed.
Oh yeah, that's why I'm taking it.
Does it look stupid?
No, it really doesn't.
To be honest, I was like dumb in brim hats.
I do too.
That's why I have to rock beanies, bro. It's the white boy shit.
It's the white boy shit.
I look stupid as fuck.
Not to me. Look like every other white person that wears a fitted.
My beard looks like shit right now, though.
Oh, now he's sizing up the beard game while with the fitted. Just like every other person.
Look, I also look ripped. But there's that, you know what I'm saying?
Just gotta add flavor to it, bro. Have it halfway on, halfway off. No, that's TI tilt.
My man's got the TI tilt.
There you go.
I wish we had a video. People can't see what I'm doing. I'm putting a hat on my head different, like, stupid ways.
Oh, shit. Yeah, the TI tilt.
I gotta, like, do my hair and shit.
Yeah, there you go, though. That's the flame right there, though. Like, you just gotta figure out what to do with that. That's the drip. There you go. You gotta help
these
people.
These hats go hard, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Shout out, man. This shit is awesome.
Johnny being a fucking genius.
Yeah, these shits are awesome.
Anyways, I like how the first part of this podcast is now just a review for the hat. The only thing is the eye holes get caught in my hair.
Oh. Because you bitch me.
You know, I bet if my hair was cut tighter, it would fit better. I got so much hair on top. I could do the Bieber.
Oh, look at you.
You like that?
I'm going to keep growing. My goal is to dread Buffy.
Bro, I wish I could wear dreads without looking like a fucking idiot.
Well, who says I'm not going to look like an idiot? I'm still doing it.
Well, statistically speaking, you're less likely to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I gotta like dress up and wear this. That way it doesn't look so... Because like right now my shirt's like all dirty and shit. I can't take pictures of myself right now. I look like shit. I've been cleaning the house. Because I'm a good husband.
Nah, it's slave shit.
That's slave shit. Facts.
Slave shit.
I was out here playing fucking Swing Low.
Oh my god.
While I'm sweeping the living room while you sit on the couch and watch.
I was like, good. Now I'm a soft mom.
It's the irony.
This is just like when you paid for my... Wait, hold on. Sorry. I had to read a meme. But no, this is like the first time...
Oh, didn't I pay for your Black Panther ticker? Yeah.
Black Panther ticker?
Yep. Your Black Panther ticket. When we went to go see the movie. That's right. It's reparations, folks.
There you go.
That's what that's called. We're going to get fucking canceled.
They're going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with these two?
You know what, though? You're going to get it worse because you let me slide.
Fuck you mean, man. You got a house for
you. You gotta fight me right now. Let's fucking go.
Throw down on
it. I got a fold out table right here, son.
Nah.
Put your name on it.
Nah.
Yo, you know what fucking freaks me out?
What's up?
Arm wrestling videos.
And they, when their arms break?
Yes, when they snap their arms and shit. Bro. Can we just talk about like the phantom pain that you get from watching like fail videos and shit like that?
You grab that part, you're like,
bro, oh my. Knee injuries are the worst. Like when people are playing basketball and they just like fucking fold their leg the wrong way. That makes me want to
cry. My knee just tenses up,
bro. I haven't fucking, knock on wood, I haven't fucked my knees up in so long, and it terrifies. Like every time one of my knees starts to hurt a little, I'm like, oh, I gotta go sit down. Because I haven't been to see a doctor about them or nothing yet. And I'm insured right now, so I totally could.
I have health insurance.
Hey, my dog is a real adult. You pay your car insurance?
Yeah.
You pay your health insurance?
Yep.
You pay rent?
Yep.
You pay for some sort of utility or something?
Of course.
You pay for your own phone?
Of course.
You got a bank account?
Of course.
You got a driver's license?
All day.
Bro, on paper, you're an adult. Saying, we made it.
Shit.
I
get my own health insurance and dental, bro. I'm out here.
Bro, all you need to do now is fucking have a kid.
Whoa.
You hit all the milestones, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get your first gray hair.
No. Oh, well, I haven't yet.
You don't have any gray hair. Your dad wasn't very gray. He didn't have a lot of gray hair either.
He didn't have a lot of hair.
I hope I get gray like the way my dad got gray. Because he like had that real salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. I feel like I could really make that work for me.
With the beard.
And I've had that. And I'm working on the cheek hair. You see? It's yeah. growing in a little, right? I'm not going to look so Amish here in a bit. Look out, world.
I'm ashamed of living.
You know what I'm saying?
So yesterday was my little brother and my day to go to university.
Yeah, you guys had a bro day.
That's what it was called, bro day.
That's sweet.
And he was a fearless. He got scared in the beginning of the Simpson ride, which I can understand. Not like on the ride, but leading up to it when we get like we're waiting inside the closed room, and he was like, "Is this some scary clown stuff? I don't like clowns." And I was like,
"You're like, nah."
Yeah, and then once he got on the ride, I told him, I was like, "It's not scary clowns." I was like, "It's not it's
stupid."
Like, yeah, I was like, "Javi, you watch The Simpsons?" He was like, "Yeah." I was like, "This is exactly the same thing.
It's just goofy stuff."
And he was like, "Oh, okay." And then he got on it. And he loved it. We rode it like twice.
Yeah, you've always liked The Simpsons.
Yeah, exactly. So then we rode on Men in Black. I destroyed him, and I held back. Like he was like. He's like, he bet me a dollar.
No, you can't hold back. Whenever I go with Dalton and Levi.
I think, because you remember, I know where the secret shots are. Yeah. So I didn't hit any of the secret shots.
Nah, fuck that. I'm flexing on him.
I held back because Javi was only at 26 points, 26,000. And I was already at 50. And I was like,
all right. I'd have been out here with 120. I'm sorry. I had to save the world by myself, I guess.
Fucking wait,
bro. I'd have been peeing in the other car too, make him spin and shit. I love doing that,
bro. I was out there and I shitted on my brother and he didn't have a dollar, so I was like, it's cool, man, just know that I'm better and admit it every time.
I
need
you to understand, I am the alpha.
You one day, Padawan, you will get there.
I do that shit, bro. Dalton's having a real problem with like crying.
Oh.
When he doesn't get his way or whatever, he like if he loses or something like that, he immediately cries, and I'm just like, no. And like everybody, like he's being raised by only women right now.
Exactly,
bro. I'm having to do so many like dad moves, and it really is upsetting me because I want to be Uncle Jim. You know, I want to be come in, wrestle with him and shit.
You can't be the fun uncle if they need a stern uncle.
I know. I gotta be Uncle Daddy Jim. No incest. No weird shit. But like I have to like kind of like
son him. Incest with extra steps.
No,
I'm joking. I'm joking. Relax.
Chill. I'll stab you in the face right
now. Whoa. He has a knife in his hand as we speak, people.
I got a fucking mallet within reach though.
Oh.
I can fuck you up with this.
I believe so.
It's pretty heavy.
Let me see.
Like,
yeah,
you catch me in the knee with that.
It's yeah, like, so say
it's a wrap.
One quick knee knock.
Bro, that's why. Like my coworker, she was talking to me one day. She's like a 50-something-year-old woman. You know, she's pretty scrappy, but she's like, oh, you know, what if one of these guys gets handsy or some shit? I just picked up the mallet. I banged it on the counter once real hard. And she was like, good point. Like, fuck somebody's hand up with this.
What if they get handsy? This.
I had to walk, bro. I had to walk a contractor out of the store one time. Because he was saying like gross shit to her. But he buys a decent amount. I won't say who or what. But he buys a decent amount of paint from
Bill Cosby painting.
Yeah, exactly. And he said some foul shit to her one time. And I was standing right there and I had his paint. And I was like, all right, paint's ready. Let's go. And he was like, oh my God. And I was like, you got your receipt? And he was like, all right. And I was like, let's go. And he was like, all right, I guess.
Damn, this shut down.
And he just walked out ahead of me. And I was like, you want to get the door for me? Because I had his paint on the dolly. And he got the door for me. And I loaded that shit up. And I was like, all right, see you later. And I just went inside and shut the door. I was like, I can't like smack you or like tell you to go fuck yourself or anything. I'm not going to let you stand here and do that. You can get the fuck out of here.
That's very nice of you, James.
Nah, bro. Up. Like, fuck that. Like, even if I couldn't stand her. Even if I hated her. You just don't talk to people a certain way. You know what I'm saying? I would, if it was a dude saying it to another dude, I'd have been like, all right, bro, you can chill. Because it was just like, it was just some shit you just don't do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was a little spicy.
Yeah.
What are you drinking today?
Tito's vodka.
Tito, that sounds cheap.
It's $20.
When did you start drinking so much, bro?
It's not a lot. Whoa, when did you become my therapist?
I've always been your therapist, let's be honest.
I have a half and half Arnold Palmer with 5% alcohol in my...
When did you start drinking so much, bro?
It's not a lot, actually.
How much do you drink a week?
Not even remotely a lot.
It's okay if you don't want to answer.
No, I went out drinking on Friday of last week. Mm-hmm. I had 3 beers and wings.
That's moderate.
Saturday last week. Then on Friday, I had a Budweiser. And then Saturday I had something. I forget, like a shot. Mm-hmm. And that was it. And now this.
How much is it? Okay.
So yeah, I'm not remotely drinking a lot.
You know, just drink responsibly, bro.
I do.
I love you, bro. You know, I don't want your liver to fail or for you to, you know, drive into a school.
Of children?
Yeah.
No.
That'd be pretty tragic.
Yeah.
You know what's the worst thing? That this is going to get pretty dark. And it's not relating to... It's just kind of like a segue. I'm not that you...
This is how you segue it.
Yeah. Anyways. You know what sucks the most about like people getting into drunk driving accidents?
If they live...
The drunk guy usually lives. Because they're not tight. They're loose. So they just... And they're fine. I mean, they get fucked up too, but they usually live. And it's almost like you just fucking killed somebody.
Exactly. Piece of shit. You gotta live with that forever.
Forever.
That is dark. I fucking know.
Yeah, that's something I think about now sometimes when like I was thinking about back in like high school and shit. We like go driving and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, what if we killed somebody? We drove off the side of the road and hit a tree. You know how lucky we are to be alive?
Fucking Alex drove on the wrong side of the road going to your
bro, house. I got
with Gio in the car.
We got black out with Peter. Drove to Pleasure Island from Kissimmee, from Campbell City.
Yep.
We drove to PI.
And watched the movie.
Went saw a movie. I harassed a schoolmate at his job.
And he got in trouble because
he almost got fired. We went to the movies. And I'm pretty sure he never spoke to me again. We went and saw a movie. And then after that, we made it back to the house somehow. And none of us remember shit.
Beer pong and yelling drinking.
Yeah, nah. We played, not even beer pong, bro. It was fucking liquor pong.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So tired.
Apparently the second time.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh.
This is all things I was told.
My liver.
See, like, we laugh about this now, but, like, it's tragic. We should not have been doing that.
They always say the best funny is the other person's sorrow.
Yeah, but that's our, like, literally there's things that I don't actually remember, and I just have stories that...
Of somebody telling you. And I'm like,
oh. And, like, thinking back, I don't really like the idea of that, because I have no idea what happened.
Nah, I feel that. I feel that.
That's like that day where we woke up. We woke up after a fucking bender, and Amber was going around and handing people food, and me and you both had like the same moment with her because she the way she woke us up.
Oh, I thought I slept with
her. Literally, we said the same thing to her. We both were like, it like different rooms. We're like, did you? And she was like, nah. And then you literally had the same like, did we? And she was like, nah. And you're like,
oh, cool. Thank God.
I have no idea where I am right now. Give me thanks food. For this orange juice and this hash brown.
Facts.
Why did those girls do that shit? Did you ever think about that?
Like the attention.
I guess. I didn't fuck any of them.
Attention.
There was like...
The illusion of fucking.
They really only fucked a few of the dudes there.
Mm-hmm.
It was like the same dude. And then there was a few of us that were just like... We were just there to get fucking trash. That was the
mission. My goal was to go in, get ready.
We weren't looking for pussy. We were looking to get fucking hammered.
Everybody here throws in for alcohol. We win.
Yeah, facts. We always bring party favors.
Yep, facts.
That was like, I think about it, I'm like, bro, what was wrong with us? We were having a fucking good time. I'm lucky I graduated high school.
I had to graduate.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my brain is like got holes in it.
Like, my mom and dad would not let me live if I didn't graduate.
I honestly, bro, could see myself in a different life being a homeless dude.
Like,
I think I'd be all right.
You don't understand.
Nah, I would have just like, I would have just developed like a drinking problem and lived in a trailer for the rest of my life doing manual labor.
I'm just saying, you don't understand the level of I had to graduate that was on my...
Can I be honest with you?
What?
The power your parents have over you, once you hit a certain age, it's all imaginary.
I believe me, I know.
If you failed high school, what were they going to do?
I'm just saying, can at you? That point in my life, I had to graduate. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
What was going to happen if you didn't?
Nothing now, but at that time, everything.
That's because you were a kid and you didn't know any better.
Exactly, but I had to graduate.
Nah, my parents were... I love my parents a lot, but they were pretty aloof, if you will. I got away with an awful lot of shit. I definitely had some, a little bit of, what's it called? You sure? I definitely had a little bit of white privilege working for me in my teenage years.
Mm.
There was that time at Old Town. I definitely should have got arrested for that.
Mm.
There was a few times where like I had encounters with police officers and I kind of mouthed off and got away with it. And like thinking back, I'm like, whoo, whoo, buddy. That was in Kissimmee. I was a couple shades browner. I'd have been spending the night in jail. Oof. Got mouthy with the cops and shit.
Yeah, sure. I've never, thank God, knock on.
Nah, you always behave real well when the cops are up.
What? I don't know what one is.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I guess the floor is made out of wood.
Yeah, I've never been arrested out of wood. Thank God for that one.
I've been the back of a few cop cars.
I have too, but I've not been arrested. Thank God. I got caught for, theft in Walmart. With Rob and Ernesto.
What about New York?
Well, I don't count that one because that one was acquitted.
You still got arrested.
Yeah, but it's like I'm not in bookings. I'm not in anything. Mm-hmm. Because it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, fuck that bitch. Fuck, I got tased bitches. By a security guard one time.
How's that make you feel? You feel like a man?
No, I was in middle school, bro. I was with...
That makes some, spirits get chased.
I was with some older kids that were skateboarders, and they were doing graffiti at the mall.
Mm.
And I won't say which mall.
Osceola Square Mall.
Nah, why the fuck would the security guard at the Osceola Square Mall have a taser? Gonna get away from the other two asshole cats, cat? I understand. So, yeah, they were doing graffiti. Mm-hmm. And my fat 13-year-old ass was just there.
Dang out.
Like, I had just walked with them from the Lynx bus stop. Like, I'd met them there, and then I just walked.
Okay.
And then I was just gonna take the Lynx bus home. Like, that was it. Like, I was just there to chill. And, And they're just fucking, we were just chilling. And then they just started, they like went out back and then they just started spray painting on the wall. And the security guard runs up on us. And then they all fucking, they hop on their skateboards away. And then I'm just like, and he's like, stop! Stop, I'll tase you! And in his defense,
oh, shit.
I'm big. Oh, so God. Even at 13, from behind, I look like a big fat dude. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I look like a decent sized dude. I look like an adult, to say the least.
Oh my God.
And he fucking tased me. I thought I was gonna shit myself.
Oh shit. Thank you. You're a fucking asshole.
And then when he realized how old I was,
he apologized for tasing you.
Nah, he was just like, I'll let you go if you don't tell anybody.
You just told the world.
Yeah, but it's been fucking like, I'm fucking 28. That security guard probably doesn't even work there anymore. I don't even think he was supposed to have a taser. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think he was supposed to have
that. That's why he was like, don't tell
anybody. Yeah, and he was like, yo, I just tased this dude that was, they were tagging up the bill. No, you tased a child. I'm a child. I could have sued the fuck out of that mall.
It made millions.
Yeah, bro.
See? That was your miss right there. You should have.
Yeah, but I also didn't want to get in trouble for the graffiti, and I was 13, and I was like, I didn't even do anything. I would have been like, tase me, bitch. I was just hanging out with the cool older kids from the neighborhood. No, bad idea.
That's what you get, hanging out with cool kids.
Yeah, bro.
Cool kids get you in trouble.
It's facts, especially when you're a kid.
Yep.
Don't hang out. If you're in middle school, don't hang out with high schoolers.
Let's go for a break.
Let's hear from our sponsors.
One sponsor.
The platform that we use.
Yes.
Whatever. Gang, gang. I'm convinced that my cat is a sadist.
Why?
Okay, hear me out. You know how cats usually like when you just kind of stroke them? When you go from head to tail, right?
Right.
You just kind of pet them like that. They like that shit, right? Now my cat likes it when you smack her ass. And like the harder the better. And if you stop, she'll yell at you. So watch. Let's see if I can get her to do it. Okay. He's beating some pussy. She's like, yeah, do some more. I'm trying to get her to yell. She'll yell at me if I stop.
There it is. Come on, goddammit.
She's like, do some more.
She's like, don't get me high.
She's really into it. She's a masochist, bro.
She's into pain.
She's don't like, beat me, daddy.
Don't kink shame cat.
It's weird, bro. Because the other two cats don't like it. Like, they don't like to be pat. Like, they like Fifi likes to be scratched under her neck.
That's her spot.
George likes to have his butt scratched, but he doesn't like to be patted. Even, like, gently pat.
Really?
No, and Fifi doesn't like if you scratch her back at all. She'll turn around and bite you.
I learned that. Yeah.
She'll let you do it for, like, a second if you're kind of gentle. But then she's like, no.
Why are you digging into my toe cat?
Because she's like, you got long nails and I feel good. Speaking of George, I think he was just punching the door a second ago. You in or you out? My cat is the oldest cat. Her name is Catsy Klein. She's a Firepoint Siamese. She's a medium-sized cat. Could you not eat the wire, you piece of shit?
She's also a piece of shit.
She's the least piece of shit, though. She's an angel, for the most part. She's really good with the baby. You know what I'm saying? They're all pretty good with the baby, to be honest. They all let the baby pick them up. Which is great. They literally, if the baby picks them up, they just turn into noodles. Fifi has given her a couple warning shots recently.
Really?
Yeah, but she was doing shit like pulling her tail. And she hasn't broke skin or anything. Like it's literally a warning shot. She just basically puts her hand in her mouth and she goes, ah. And she's just like, don't do that. Like you would a kitten. You know what I mean? I've seen her bite the fuck out of George for doing shit.
Yeah.
She's never hurt the baby, but she has. The baby was being an asshole. But the other two cats are really good, too. George has scratched the baby before, though. Because he's trying to play with her.
He doesn't know.
Yeah. You know, he scratches the fuck out of me all the time. My hands are lit up right now. So, cat's the fire point. Barrett's cat is
Feline.
Her name is Feline.
Penny.
Feline. Penny.
Dion. Feline Penny Dion.
Yeah. And she's a trash cat.
Oh, man.
What breed of cat would you call her?
Gray tiger cat.
She's not gray.
That's what her paperwork says.
She's not even remotely gray. Tiger cat? What the fuck? About to Google that shit right now. And George is the kitten, and he is a regular Siamese cat. Actually, he's pretty fucking big, so he might be mixed with something else. Speaking of Fifi, welcome to the party. We're just exchanging cats. They just keep coming in the room and then leaving one at a time. Get some scratches.
I miss my cat.
Get some scratchy scratches. See, she'll let you do a few, really. They're soft. She likes the neck scratches, though. And okay, so would you say gray tiger cat?
Mm-hmm.
I like how this turned into a cat podcast.
Yes. This is what a podcast about nothing is all about. Being random as fuck.
She might be mixed with it, but she's not this.
That is totally Fifi.
She's not that, not even remotely the same color.
There's other colors.
No, they're all gray.
Yeah, but there's different shades of gray.
No, they're literally all, like, maybe that, kind of. Her eyes aren't that same color.
Oh, my God, that is her.
Phoebe, you look at me. Oh, her eyes are yellow.
Yeah. Right?
Tiger, gray tiger cat. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Told you, bro.
Also known as a trash cat.
That's what it says? Fuck you. No, it doesn't.
Nah, the only reason I say she's definitely mixed with something else is because of the patches on her fur. Her fur is literally different textures. Like, that's a completely different cat fur. Like, she's got, like, you know what I'm saying? You see? It's so weird. I've never seen that before. It's like she's got different patches of different fur.
She's a feline.
It grows in different directions. She's a good cat, though.
She's a shithead.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to take her back.
I want her back so bad.
She does this thing where she runs around like crazy out of nowhere.
And just runs into things.
Yeah, she just like sprints around the room.
Yeah, that's my dumbass cat.
Yeah, she's fucking she's knocked the cat tree over and shit. You saw how it was like all janky. That's from her doing kickflips and shit off of it.
Yeah, that's my dumbass cat.
Oh, bro, I was just about to tell you earlier. Fucking, there was this big ass spider on the ceiling this morning.
Right.
I'm in the bathroom showering, right? And Cassie's like, I'm fucking terrified of spiders. We all know that. Especially spiders I'm not expecting. Like, if I go somewhere that's like, come look at our spiders and tanks, I'm cool. Because I know that there's spiders and tanks.
Mm-hmm.
But if I, like, walk into a spider web... Jesus Christ, Fifi.
No, what?
That was her false amount. I know it was you. But, yeah, if I like walk into a surprise spider, I turn into Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's that? But,
Bruce Lee, that's your cat-like reflex.
What? But not, it was a fucking wolf spider. And it was like a good 2 inches, like, the diameter. Was, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the right word. I'm an idiot. But it was a big-ass spider, bro. And, I'm in the shower and Cassie's like, it's on the ceiling. And I'm like, okay. And I know that like I'm supposed to be the man.
Right.
I'm supposed to be the man. I'm supposed to go out there with my spear and slay that mighty spider. You know what I'm saying?
What happened, James?
I went, can you get it? And she was like, it's too high, I can't reach it. And I went, not even with like the broom or something? She was like, I'm afraid it's going to fall on me. And I went, that's fair. I was like, well, can you keep an eye on it? Because I'm like, I'm soapy. And I'm like, you know, can I rinse off and shit first? And she, you know, I'm going to go out here and fight this spider naked.
Literally, at least be dry.
Yeah. I was like, let me put on some clothes. And she was like, all right, cool. I was, all right. Can you just keep an eye on it? So while I'm getting dressed, Fifi jumped up the wall and took a swing at it and it fell. And then George got a hold of it and he had the motherfucker in his mouth. And Cassie was like, oh no! She's trying to like wrestle it away from George, but like not touch it. She's like, no, fucking drop it, it's gonna bite you. And he spits it out and then she gets a diaper and she catches it with the diaper. And I come running out, I'm naked, wet. Did you get it? She's like, it's under the diaper. I was like, okay. You want me to step on it? She was like, yes. So just stomp the fuck out of the diaper. She picks it up. It's all fucking, it's all dead shit. I was like, wow. That was a
team effort, man. That's
quite the adventure.
That was a team effort, man.
Yeah.
That was cats and humans working in harmony.
Yeah, honestly, bro, I have, other than dead things, I have seen less wildlife in general. Because there's a few, like, cracks in the house that need to be, like, filled mm-hmm. and stuff. I got some work to do. So every once in a while, outside creatures get in.
Right.
Like, like not like cockroaches, but like the like we had a fucking palmetto bug. We had it, which is a big ass cockroach, but it's an outside cockroach. They just exist in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a fucking locust. We had a frog, lizards, but like they always just dead. They don't make it far. I'm saying. They get in the door and then they just get fucking murked because there's three cats. like they open, they get in, right? So you imagine you're a palmetto bug and you just rush the door and you get in, right? You're like, ah, fuck, I made it. And you just hear, and you're like, oh, shit. You look up, there's just six glowing eyes. One of them's on the fucking... Like, one of them's on the ceiling part where there's a ledge. There's another one in the hallway.
The other one's further back.
You're like, oh, fuck. I don't think that, like, anything smaller than George that gets into the house, like rats, anything like that, is going to be dead within, like, 10 minutes of it being in the house. Like, if we get if a bird gets in here by accident at some point, rip.
Dead ass bird.
George got a frog got in here. George was on that frog. All we heard, we woke up to the frog screaming. He's just shaking it in his mouth. Nothing lasts long.
George is a killer.
Bro, he's a murderer. He's always hungry. Look at him. He's trying to get in through the bottom of the door right now, like a serial killer.
Like, what's happening in there?
Let me let in your son. You want to come in, George? It's your turn. We've had all the cats in here now, except for you.
Last one, George.
Last one. He's getting big, bro.
Yeah? He really is.
Yeah. But yeah, this turned into a
cat seminar.
It just turned into a cat podcast. How long was I talking about cats just now?
I don't even fucking know. We're at 11 minutes.
So. Oh, good 10 minutes of cat.
I mean, we broke in other shit.
Got anything to say, Bear? Anything to add?
Cats are awesome.
Cats are underrated. Yes. Litter boxes are not. Get you one of those robot litter boxes, bro. With the air freshener.
Yeah.
That's how you gotta do it. I wish I was rich. Or I could pay somebody to do the litter boxes for me. That'd be cool. Or if I could teach my cats to shit in the toilet. That'd be the best. That's optimal.
Shit
in the toilet.
Shit and piss in the toilet. And flush.
Shitting on the toilet. I don't even care if they... Bro, if they can get it in the toilet. You know what I'm saying?
No, you want them to flush.
I'll get the chemical shit so that it's like always like... Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Like, listen, try to flush. But like, I'm not having to clean it up.
Right. I feel it.
And cats don't like to smell shit.
Nope.
Like, if you don't clean their litter boxes, they'll shit inside. Because they're like, I don't want to shit. There's so much shit out there right now. I don't want shit. I'm not doing it. Fuck that. Only time cats will shit inside is if their litter box is dirty or they can't get to it. They like to cover it up, man. They like to hide it. That's why they shit in sandboxes. Like, wild cats will find, like, if there's a neighborhood sandbox and you have, like, a wild cat problem, they're shit in that sandbox. 100%. Whether it would be the kid or the cats. Cades will just shit anywhere, too. That's fun. Twice now, Ella has managed to get her diaper off and shit on the floor somewhere. Need a time if I've been home. Nailed it.
I'm proud of Ella.
Yeah, I was like, Cassie just texted me like, I just stepped in shit. Like, ha ha ha. Suck it, Mom. But yeah. How's your bro doing?
Fantastimo.
Good. That's good.
Yeah.
Good answer, Barrett. Lots of conversation.
No, I mean, like...
Thanks for giving me nothing.
We went to Universal. We had fun.
Yeah, tell me about other shit, bro. How's he doing in school?
I don't know.
It's summer right now. That was a trick question.
Yeah, exactly.
Pay attention. Where are you right now? What are you thinking about?
Everything.
This is alcohol problem.
Wow. I don't have an alcohol
problem. I'm outpacing you right now.
No.
Come on.
No. You were talking about cats for like...
I know, because you wouldn't change... You can't just let me ramble. Change the subject.
I was just like...
You gotta take something, just veto it.
I was just
it.
Like, let him tangent.
You're
about
like, man,
cats.
I love cats too.
Nah, I was mesmerized by petting cats. Yeah. Bring moving objects in here, and my brain was like...
I'm sorry, you're retarded.
Oh, wow. Let me paint a picture for you. Okay, you're out.
Sounds like you're about to start rapping.
Let me paint a picture for you. Let me paint a picture for you real quick.
Hit me.
You and your wife are out. You just went to a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And now you're at your local ice cream shop, Cold Stones, whatever you want it to be.
No, no, I can visualize this. Just let it ride. It sounds exactly like something we would do. Go to the movies, go to the ice cream place afterwards.
The place is, there's no one there, okay?
Okay.
And then you two get the booth to yourself. You both order.
Why would we get out of our car? Our ice cream place has a drive-thru.
Okay.
It's homemade ice cream, too.
I don't care.
Let's pull up at the drive-thru. Let me get a quart.
Some people like to sit inside, okay?
Okay. All right. I can't picture myself doing that, but okay, I'll try for the bit.
You're sitting inside. No one's there. You order your Rocky Road. She orders whatever she likes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You sit down. Then another gentleman parks up, pulls in as well, gets his ice cream, and sits right next to you. The whole place is empty.
And he sits next to me?
Next to you and your girl.
Can I help you?
Like, the booth right next to yours.
Oh, he's in a different booth.
Mm-hmm. Right next to yours, like right across, out of the whole place.
That's weird. I thought you were saying, like, he gets in the booth and sits down next to me. I'm gonna be like, excuse you.
Hear me out.
I'm put my hands on him.
He's locked eyes with you the entire time while you're eating ice cream with your wife.
And I'm saying something.
I'm saying. Y'all are looking at each other, like noticing he's looking. And then you look over and you're about to say, what are you about to say?
Can I help you?
How you doing? I'm retarded.
That's what he says?
That's exactly what he says.
Did this happen to
you? Yeah. This happened to my boy Kevin.
What?
Kevin was...
That's a real story?
It was real.
Can I help you?
How are you doing? I'm retired.
Oh, no. Hold on. Okay, no. We gotta do this again. I need to get the timing right. Okay, so that I can really feel this. Okay, so I'm sitting here eating my ice cream with my wife.
And he's just locked and eyes with
you're
you.
Him, okay? You're him.
Okay.
I'm talking to Cassie. Yo, this Rocky Road is banging, son. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why I'm Jay-Z.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's your boy. Alright, so I'm eating my ice cream. Like, oh, shit, this shit's good. It's fucking good. What the fuck? Can I help you?
How you doing? I'm retarded. My boy said, oh, okay.
Obviously. Did he look retarded? Sometimes you can tell.
How you doing? I'm retarded.
I wish there was a video of this. We need to do a skit.
Oh my god. That skit itself.
Hey, yes, we need to do that. Like me and Cassie just eating ice cream. How you doing? I'm retarded.
He sits down with his ice cream right there. And then the worst part was is that your girl goes and gets second. So you're like, what the fuck?
So you're stuck. She got more ice cream? Damn, bitch.
Oh my god. I cannot stop laughing. Oh shit. That was, I've been always wanting to ask that question to everybody I know.
What do you do? I'm gonna be like, can I fucking, how you doing? I'm retarded. Oh. He didn't have any follow up questions? I would have had some follow up questions. I'd have been like, is that your name or your status?
Now you're a little retarded.
No, I'm just kind of like, I'm very non-confrontational, but like once I get there,
that shit has me dying.
But like, I feel like at that point, I would have been like, I would have crossed that line of like, I'm already confronting this guy. This confrontation is gonna happen. I'm not saying I'm gonna punch a retarded dude.
But we're going to be.
But it depends on how he talks to me. You know what I'm saying? Because once I cross that line, that's it. I'm very mellow. I'm very, I don't want to fight. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm real sure. But, like, once I, like, there's a couple ways that you can really, like, push me. And, like, staring at me is definitely a way.
Uncontrollably for, like.
Bro, that's.
I'm just, like, a minute and, like, 30 seconds.
You're going to get a reaction out of me for sure. Because my social anxiety is going to be, like, what's happening?
I'm about to kill you.
Yeah, it's going to trigger the fuck out of me. Just gonna have a fucking panic attack.
What the fuck are you
doing? How you doing? I'm retarded. And then your girl's just like, I'm gonna go get more ice cream. And then you just have to sit there and he keeps staring at you.
Facts.
I would strike up a conversation with him, I guess. What would you do?
I would have left by then.
He was just like, no, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
We're done.
We
almost fought a guy that is not the way to do this. I need to go see Jesus right now and repent some sins.
Oh, damn.
Brother, I would have been like, no, we out.
That fucked me up.
You taking this to go?
That's amazing. I need to tell Cassie that story. We gotta do that. We gotta.
Oh my god.
We gotta play it out for her.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's so funny. That was a good one, thank you.
No problem.
That was a good one.
I think we can end it there.
I asked you to bring something to the plate and you delivered.
Like a champ.
Bro, you came through. Holy shit, that fucked me up.
And we're done. We're done. Cool. We're signing off. We're leaving on a high note. Peace out.